Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Drunk Tank. We got James as always, and obviously one of the new additions. I'm trying to keep around as much as I can. KO's in the building.
Hey.
He's got the black cherry. What is it, black cherry?
That's probably the worst shit.
Was that black cherry steel reserve?
Like it brings him back to the fucking Four Locos.
He's he had me sipping on them. They bullshit. Not as far as alcohol content goes, because they all there. They're all there as far as alcohol content goes.
Ball for nothing, goddamn.
As far as it goes, alcohol content's pretty much got me whooped on that. I can't do those anymore. Well, Kyle, we're back another week.
Yes,
we missed last week, so
yeah, that's shit happens. I got fucking white girl wasted Wednesday, bro.
Well, let's double up and catch up. Tell me about it.
On my way to work.
On your way to work?
I was like, fuck it.
What'd you do?
Oh, man, I woke up and fucking some girl in my ear talking about, hey, y'all trying to get fucked up? I was like, not really. So I downed a fucking...
But here I come?
Yeah, pretty much.
No, I don't want to get fucked up, but I'm on my way.
I downed the steel reserve. And then I got to working down another one.
A steel reserve black cherry.
Two lines of coke, bro.
Two lines of
fucking coke.
Fucking
fuck them.
The good stuff, huh?
The good shit.
Right now.
And then a brownie.
And a brownie. What kind of brownie?
Fucking the good.
Was it fudge?
Keep you up for 8 hours, brownie.
Keep you up for 8 hours.
Jesus Christ!
I feel like they'd put me to sleep 8 hours, brownie.
It might have. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't.
Such a stick in the mud. It'd probably
be fucking horrible.
I don't know. Was it a whole brownie?
It was. It was about a chunk. Okay, we didn't get the coke was already there, bro. So.
Because I will die.
I was on three things, man. So, shit happens.
I should let y'all know that I'm a stick in the mud.
He don't
I don't do
shit.
None of that
shit. I am a guest for a reason.
But Kyle is our outlandish guest for a reason. And he does coke and brownies on the way to work. And so, how'd work go?
I think I did all right. We'll find out Sunday if I get fired or not.
So you're not sure?
I don't know, nigga.
You don't know? So, you're just gonna walk in. Sunday?
It is. You pray, yeah.
Sunday, and
we'll see what happens.
So you have no idea if you're.
Have no fucking clue. I think I played it off well enough.
You're not sure if you even have a job or not at this point.
I think I'm good. I think I played it under the radar, good enough.
Well.
So here's the drunk tank. I'll cheers to that shit.
All right, we'll cheers to that real fast. Here, let's go and tap it up. And we got to talk more about that. Hold on. You can't just slide under the radar on that one.
It's always crazy.
All right. So I got my cheers. So what do you think might have you beat? Like what makes you worried?
Say that again.
What has you worried about your job? You said you're not sure if you have a job.
Man, I can
come
play
in tomorrow.
It off,
oh, sorry, Sunday.
Yeah, like I don't.
You're not sure if you played it off.
I'm
enough.
Pretty good about hiding it. Maybe they're gonna know anyway because I fucked up and didn't take a fucking lunch. I don't know. And you got this motherfucker feeding me lines and shit. I'm like, hey.
Well, here's a good thing about lunch.
Maybe I run my mouth too much. I don't know.
Here's a good thing is you could just be like, hey, man, I took lunch. I just forgot to clock out.
Yeah, no, for real.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just
forgot to clock out. It ain't even that big of a deal. Like, I've been doing this shit for a long time. So maybe I get away with it. Maybe I don't. Not tripping too hard about it.
I feel like
I already got something else lined up, even if it does go south, so I ain't tripping too.
You going back to roofing?
Yeah, no, hell no. What the fuck? Hell no.
Listen, I just got off that shit. Listen, I did.
Your
I did.
Was fucked.
No, listen, besides money, before we get to money, I went back to roofing for like 2 days, and it was trash.
Mm-mm.
Can't do it no more. I'm too old, man.
I was like, how did that even go, dude? I
Anthony's older than me, but
you were like, I'm gonna go for like a few days. What the fuck was that?
So I was waiting around for this new fucking shit to kick off, and in the process, I called my uncle and was like, hey, man, if you could use some help, you know. Could be great, you
know.
So actually, we met at a family event. It was my grandmother's birthday. And I just got to talking to him, and he was like, hey, what's going on? I was like, I'm just waiting on my job, you know, kind of just off work right now, not doing anything. And just hanging out, you know? And he's like, well, you know, if you ever need any work, you could.
Oh, so he brought it
and
up.
And I was like.
Of course he did. I'm not surprised.
I was like, I'll be honest with you. Hey, let me give you my disclaimer real quick that I told him. And I was like, hey, man, I hadn't been roofing in a while, so I'm probably not going to be real fucking a lot of help on the roof. Because I've never been a lot of real help on the roof. And also, I've been out of it for like, I don't know, 5 years at this point. No. Yeah, probably 5 years at this point, yeah. Man. So I was like, hey, man, I just don't, you know. I want to come help. I need the money. I want to come help. But like, it's probably going to be a lot of me on the ground. And he was like, no, dude, you're good. And I was like, hey, man, I'm super out of shape, too, because I've been driving for a while. I did some pest control shit. And I don't know how good I'm going to be, but, like, I'll come to work and I'll do all I can. And he was like, hey, you know, I know you're only going to be here for a minute. I know you need the help, so just come on, right? So day one, he was like, hey, lucky for you, we're going to go level a church. It's an old-ass church, and you can, like, crawl under it. Like, there's plenty of room. You're a big guy. You can crawl under it. You can damn near walk under it in some places. I was like, all right, cool, let's go. Right?
You, that's a giant ass.
Right.
Church.
So no, like Johnny's taller than me.
Johnny's a fucking tall motherfucker.
Johnny's 6'4", 6'5", probably, right? So if he could walk under, like I know
that's,
I can,
that's
right?
That's crazy. They had that bitch on steel. Thing.
So I get there and he's right. It's pretty high up off the ground. It's a pyramid beam and we're leveling and I don't know shit about it. So basically, I'm a gopher. Like, hey, y'all go get this, and I'm like, yes, sir, I got you. Like, hey. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing on leveling anything, nor roofing. So, like, I have more experience roofing, just less likely to do so, you know?
Yeah, no,
so,
I feel you.
I just decided to be a good gopher, and we did that day one. Day one was fine. Crawled under there crawled under the church a few times, handing tools out and shit. And so, day two, they were like, hey, we don't need you tomorrow, because we got to get another day start. We got to get the day started, but, like, day three, we need you on this roofing job. And I was like, all right, cool, no problem. So they're tearing off the old shingles and replacing them. And so day one was tearing off. And my job was cleaning up everything that they're going to throw on the ground.
Fuck with your
which
knee.
Is every fucking thing. No, I didn't fuck with my knee. It didn't. It was just, it fucked with my, I'm fat and lazy for too long. I've been fat and lazy for too long. And so, listen, I worked a good probably 6 hours. All right, so we get there, it's probably 8, but nobody's there yet. You know, we're waiting on everybody to show up to start roofing and shit. And so anyways, we go, me and Johnny take off. Like, I had to take a shit, no lie. And Johnny was like, I'm fucking hungry, and I got to go pick up some fucking materials.
There
so
was no fucking
I hopped in the truck with Johnny, right? I hopped in the truck with Johnny and the owner of the roofing company. We hopped in with him, and he went to Brahms to get breakfast, and I went and took a shit in Brahms. And it was, we come back, and everybody's there. So it's about 10 o'clock now. So anyways, I worked until about 5, cleaning up shingles off the ground. And by 5 o'clock, I was fucking dead, man. Like, there was nothing.
I only brought it
nothing
up
left.
I thought your fucking knee was just gonna fucking destroy all that, dude.
Luckily, the steroid shots I get in my knee is just literally
Christ.
Like
I seen that bitch, and it was a
my knee hurts me like every day. But like, as long, like since I had the steroid shot, like it's way better, dude.
To
way
give
better.
Y'all perspective, this thing was a fucking nest.
It was like a
bees inside of it.
Basketball.
It was nasty.
Next to a baseball.
It was fucking nasty. And I was like, you trying to get on the roof? I was like,
so,
what?
No, I was good as far as my knee goes, but I stayed on the ground too, so that helped out.
I figured, I was like, if he's going to do anything, he's going to be on the ground crew, so at least you fucking passed that one.
But, listen, you had some time on the roof with me.
Hey, I loved the roof until I broke my foot.
Yeah, see? And you worried about my knee.
That shit was nasty. What the fuck?
When your foot was pretty gross.
That was whatever. Like, you can break something, shit. You can walk that shit off. That knee was like, you need surgery, homie.
You probably should have had surgery on your foot.
Probably.
Too, but you didn't even get a doctor.
I
should have
had alerted you on a lot of my shit, man. I've got scars for days, dude. Just fucking give me a bottle of vodka and stitch me up, and I'm straight. But I can't do
this
that internal fucked up. Like, my brother had, he was flat-footed. And I was just like, they put all kinds of steel in his ass. I was like, that's what I thought you was headed toward, was steel and the knee. And you were like, no, they don't do it like that. I'm like,
I think,
shit.
I think what I'm getting at, like, at this point, me and you both, I've got it labeled, this conversation that we're supposed to have right here, is roofing was fun, but fuck that.
Mm-mm.
We're done, right? We're done?
Fuck that. I'm out, bro.
We're on to bigger, better money. Roofing pays like shit.
Can't do it.
And you work your ass off, and fuck that.
You get a good tan, though.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah. At one point in time, I was more Mexican than you.
Yeah, no, you definitely.
You got fucking Mexican in your blood, dog.
Get on you for that. I'm the whitest Mexican you'll ever meet in your life.
You're either fucking sit at home, watch UFC.
Speaking of UFC, fucking Oliveira, homie.
You got Oliveira?
I do. Versus, I don't know, man. His fucking
Khabib's cousin over here, bro.
Both got the fucking grapple going on, dude.
You got fucking jiu-jitsu versus sambo?
I'm going jiu-jitsu. I don't know. Oliveira looks tight.
I'm going with a fan favorite just because, listen, I'm not a huge fan of people that miss weight.
Oh,
like,
God.
Normally,
if you're
going to miss weight, it normally makes me pretty quick not a fan of you. But Oliveira missed weight and lost his belt over it. But,
I really
need him to beat Makhachev this time.
Is it a mind game at this point with them two?
No, I think it's a skill game. I think it's,
I think
Oliveira has to keep it standing.
I think so. I think Oliveira loses on the ground game.
I don't know, man. Like, Oliveira's got a fucking pretty solid ground game.
I don't know.
But, Islam Makhachev is like fucking cold as ice on the ground too. Like,
ridiculous.
I couldn't tell you.
He's ridiculous.
But I think that Oliveira's ground game, or sorry, stand up game is way better
way
than
better.
His. I think as long as his takedown defense is good, dude, I think we're good. I think we got it.
I think Oliveira, if he gets stuck to the ground, I don't think it's just going to be there. I just think he's going to get fucking raped, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I hear you, but like.
This man's a submission specialist.
I hear
you.
You know?
Both
so,
of them are good.
Yeah,
bro.
You go Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu versus Russian Sambo.
Who's going to be the aggressor at that point?
So Russian Sambo is pretty much all strength, and Jiu-Jitsu is all technique. So it really has a lot to do with.
Obviously, you know, we've been watching this shit long enough. Who's going to be the aggressor in the first two rounds? Who's going to take it to the ground?
I think Islam's playing the long game. I think Oliveira.
That motherfucker's got stamina.
I think Charles Oliveira is going to.
I don't think
yeah.
he's got it.
I think Charles Oliveira has to get it done earlier
yeah,
if he's going to
no,
get it done
sure.
at all.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I just think if he goes to the ground, he's Oliveira. What the fuck is his name?
I'm okay with either one of them on the ground. I just think whoever the aggressor is, like you said.
Yeah.
If he goes to the ground, it's whoever the aggressor is, like whoever takes the bag first.
Who gets the first few rounds.
Yeah. I agree. No, not even the first few rounds. Just if honestly, it could be over as soon as somebody takes the bet. You know, so it could be round one. It could be round five.
What about O'Malley and Peter Yan? What do you think about that one?
I
got O'Malley.
All right, no, I hear you. O'Malley is a fan favorite, but Peter Yan.
Peter Yan's a gangster, bro.
I don't know. I feel like he deserves the shot again versus the title. And whoever wins this, it's already been said, whoever wins this fight,
they're going to get the title.
They get the title shot, at least, right? Not that they get the title, but they get the title shot.
I want Sean O'Malley, man. Let's put it that way.
Who would you rather see fight for the title?
O'Malley.
O'Malley?
Sure.
He's going to fight. Oh, fuck. I can't even think. Aljamain Sterling.
No shit. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
fucking
scary.
The paper champ. I call it. Listen, I call that's
the paper tip.
That's the only fucking champion in the whole situation.
That's
dude.
Dirty as hell.
No, but look, man, like, listen, put a guy fucking need him in the head, and he lost his belt over it because fucking Aljamain Sterling laid in the fucking octagon for 27 minutes and was like, yeah, I can't fight, and he need me in the head, and it's bullshit. So
he was good. Man.
I agree that was wrong. I agree that. Aljamain Sterling's a good actor,
hey.
And he won the belt, and then he retained the belt one more time. I do not think that he fights either one of these guys and maintains. Like, I don't care who he fights. If it's Sean O'Malley or Peter Yan.
That he fought Izzy with, who knows? Not
Izzy. Aljamain Sterling?
Yeah, no.
No, I don't think he fought Izzy.
Not him.
No. Speaking of Izzy, we can go ahead and go on into that. So do you think...
Who the fuck does he even fight next, bro?
The only guy that's ever knocked him out?
Oh my god.
In a kickboxing fight, right?
Yeah. The white boy. What's his name?
Sean Strickland.
Yeah. Holy fuck.
So...
That dude looked tight.
Hold on, because my kids, right? My stepkids are Stricklands, right? So they always root for Sean Strickland.
Strickland looked like a child in that room.
Right? And no, he did. He just got knocked the fuck out. And it was bad.
And I was like, this,
my kids are always
on his fucking chakras and
my
shit.
Kids are always rooting for Sean Strickland because they have the same last name, right?
And this dude's on chanting, and I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
So my kids were super disappointed that day, and I was like, yes, Sean Strickland's a shit talker. I'm glad he got fucking knocked out. So who do you got?
Adesanya for sure, bro.
Nah, I got Adesanya all the way. Adesanya's my favorite fighter for anybody.
Until somebody stops.
Can make him push the pressure, dude.
Had pressure. I think the most he ever got pressure.
Everybody wants to talk about.
Fucking UFC was.
Everybody wants to talk about how boring of a fighter he is.
Who was it? Was it?
And I, like.
Romero?
Push him to have better... Yeah, no.
Blooded
no.
his fucking lip?
No, all right, maybe blooded his lip, but didn't
that's
make
all
him...
That's all we had,
didn't
though.
Make him press anything.
That's all we had. Yeah, that's all we had press. From Izzy was a bloody
like,
fucking...
I've not seen anybody make him push the fucking
I have not seen Izzy go fucking, like, ham on somebody, because he's too good. He's too fucking good, bro.
I agree. 100%
I've
agree.
Never
like,
seen it.
There's nothing there. Like Paulo Costa was supposed to be the big up and rising knockout star. He fucked Paulo Costa. Literally,
he blamed it online.
So just because, like I don't know, maybe three of our viewers might know one person we talked about today. We got to move on, but
we'll fucking.
If it helps, my cat's sitting next to me, and I have to bring this up. I have. A Maine Coon, Key Cat, sitting next to me.
My motherfucker looks just like my cat.
He looks just fucking like your cat, dude. Like, I seen your cat today.
I got it from you, so.
Some backstory, yeah. Backstory is I gave you that cat at like 8 weeks old, probably.
This thing was tiny.
Baby. And so this cat here.
But it didn't have Maine Coon.
Right, so.
Damn sure.
So your cat is just a long-haired black cat.
Mm-hmm.
And. It came from a bunch of fucking just short-haired cats that we had running around the house who bred.
Her fucking coat, literally. I don't know if y'all know. Like, when it gets cold, she's got a huge fucking coat. When it's summertime, she's fucking meth head skinny, bro.
So this cat, same way, it's super skinny, but long black hair. It's about the same size as your cat. Your cat's full grown.
As soon as winter hits, they get that coat going, and it's like, holy shit, you're fat.
Yep.
And they're not. They're still skinny as hell.
I don't know. I know you had a few things to talk about, and you ain't brought nothing up yet, so what you got?
I wanted to get fucking Robert on this bitch eventually.
We do need to get Ruiz.
Fucking Ruiz, bro.
Robert Ruiz, this is our call out. You called me out on Facebook. This is me calling you out on the podcast. So...
You got a lot to say, man. I like you, bro. Like, you just... You've been... We've been friends for fucking, what, like 8 years at this point? I would like to see him on here.
I'm not in for like two.
Yeah, we'll see what he has to say.
He still owes me money on that last cookout he ditched me on. Fuck him.
Like that on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to call him out on
Holy
the podcast.
Shit.
I'm going to cook all
said
that chicken.
You wasn't going to do that.
Oh, hey, fuck you. You got to come get on the podcast so I can call you out in person.
This is a drunk tank. Anything goes, man. Fuck it.
It is
Jesus
a drunk
Christ.
Tank. You know how it goes. The drunker you get, the more you're going to talk. Shit.
It is what it is, man. It's all fun.
Well, fun and games. I want to see him. I want him on the podcast. He said he wanted to be on.
He's good.
So, what's he got? He got something to contribute over here?
Well, hey, I feel like he does. We'll find out.
Good.
Shit.
I thought you had something. You, like, lost it for me.
I do. My dad's fucking,
We
were talking about fucking earlier today, the dumbing down of the newer generations, bro. That shit is scary.
He was so I have it here as well. Like I've got.
What do you think?
Almost the same thing.
Let me say what else.
And all right, so we take notes here and there before we do a podcast, and we've got literally the same thing. I've got Gen Z wilding, bro.
That shit scares the holy goddamn ghost.
It's Yeah, but there's some good things too coming out of it.
There, for sure, but I feel like everybody's just trying.
I'm gonna let you tell me what scares you.
Okay, let's fucking do this shit. At the turn of the century, we all knew that the American school system was fucking trash. I mean, we had, like, we were the weakest link as far as, like, GPAs and, like, just as a whole.
Hey, you went to an exemplary school, sir.
First of all, all I'm saying is, like, they dumb that shit. They let everybody pass for no fucking reason.
They staying alive, look. The Bee Gees, baby. But, sorry, we got music playing in the background. Y'all can't hear it, but we can see it.
I'm telling you, man, they're doing this music shit on purpose, man. And it scares the fuck out of me how ignorant everybody became.
I agree. Like, there's no common sense in school. There's no, like, listen, they've never taught anything fucking worth anything.
It's fucking crazy. It's crazy.
Unless you plan on being a mathematician or a scientist, school doesn't really fucking do anything for you, dude.
And this has been happening since, like, the early turn of the century shit. And it's been ongoing. I mean, like, look, it's been ongoing forever. And I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing in America?
What's been going on forever?
Besides fucking our kids.
Elaborate. What's been going on forever?
Well, I mean, that was an inside joke, but it still rings true. It's like, what the fuck, man? It's time to get back to the fundamentals of math and science and fucking history.
I feel like...
Quit with the bullshit fucking woke or go broke shit. It's like, y'all need to start teaching these motherfuckers real science and math and fucking how they succeed in life.
What are y'all doing with this feel-good
politics shit, bro?
I feel you on
the teachers are fucking the students.
I feel you
we've had a low grade in the U.S. for years now.
I feel you on the math and science thing. Like, they should be teaching that. I agree. But
when we graduated, they should also be
teaching kids how to do taxes.
If you're in a smaller school,
how mortgage works. But they really don't, dude. I didn't learn that shit.
I was in a smaller school and they taught all that shit, bro.
One good thing they taught me in school is how to write a check.
And that's what gets on my nerves. Everybody's like, oh, it was this way or that. Like, bull. Maybe I got lucky.
Maybe you got lucky and you learned it, but they didn't teach me anything about credit.
I cannot stand that. I'm like, motherfucker, that's your parents' job, first of all.
No, I hear you, but they don't school doesn't set you up for success.
They don't give a fuck anymore. They used to.
They teach you about memory, dude. Like,
it's not fun anymore. Nobody gives, you learn best when you're having fun, bro.
Let me stop. Real quick. My point on this is they test your memory.
That's all it is. It's a memory game.
They test your memory. Can you pass the test
at the end of the year?
Yes. Can you memorize good,
you passed. Good luck.
Good. You memorize how
met,
to do this
I've
shit.
Met fucking teachers in college then, that were still young and stupid. I'm like, y'all are fucking
They test
crazy.
Your memory, and if you can memorize some shit, fucking great. You pass school.
They got these bloody hearts like they know everything. I'm like, shut the
they
fuck
don't,
up.
As far as it goes... I'm going to continue on this.
Like, they're worried about... My bad.
As far as it goes, they don't fucking teach you anything that's going to set you up for success for being an adult.
I mean, to an extent, maybe.
What?
I still think that's the parents' job. What did you learn
that set you up?
No, the fundamentals, math, science, fucking English, all that shit. History.
How often do you use that history and science?
All the time if you know how to use it. If you don't, you're a dumb cunt.
Where?
Anywhere and everywhere.
As far as like being an adult,
it's a matter of fucking.
Like, dude, I know Texas history word for word.
That, whatever.
But
you're in Texas.
That shit don't help me.
They have to set you up for like we had economics and shit. Like, come on, man. Like, they got to do something.
We also
clearly
had
they suck.
Mr. Hill teaching us how to grow plants.
That again.
You know, like, good job, bro. Like, didn't learn shit.
I mean, if you wanted to be a fucking farmer for the rest of your life, good on you, mate.
But, what was it? What was that class called?
Home Ec.
No, Mr. Hill's fucking bullshit. I can't think of the name of it, but... No, what I mean is they should be teaching kids how to do taxes, how taxes work.
See, and that's what I...
They should be teaching kids the credit system.
I would disagree with you if they didn't do that. We had a home class in one of the schools I went to. I won't name names. Because I don't want to fucking do all that, but we had a home class that taught us all that shit. And I was like, why is that not being done in every school? That's
absolutely
fucking outrageous.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, no, I didn't learn any of that. I learned how to write a check when I was in fucking 8th grade.
Well, that's economics. They teach you that shit.
They taught me how to write a check. Good job.
I mean, that's fucking base level shit.
By the time I got my GED, Sorry. 3 months after I dropped out of school. Checks were fucking obsolete, bro.
Well, now we're all plastic, so... I mean, you can still write a check. Hopefully your credit's good and you got fucking money in the bank, but...
At this point...
No hot chicks.
That's what I want to learn. That's what I need my kids to learn.
But they did teach us that shit. Credit. How much was anybody paying attention in school? No, I don't want to rap on the school system itself. A lot of these kids are fucking dumb. They don't give a fuck anymore. Their parents were stupid. They're stupid.
Well,
my bad. I said it. I agree with it. If your parents were dumb, you're dumb.
Well, you don't have kids either, dude. Because, listen, I have kids.
It don't matter. I'm looking outside from a
I see
the teachers teaching them, and I'm like, y'all are dumb as fuck.
I have kids, and I think I literally think...
Now, how old are we now? We're in our fucking 30s.
No.
I watched our fucking teachers in their
25s. I see the homework.
They were still in college.
I see the homework that gets brought home. I see the homework gets brought home. It's not anything
it's
that's
going to... a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, it's memory.
The dumbing down of America.
It's memory shit.
Fuck it. They don't actually teach shit. They're just there for a paycheck. And I think teachers are underpaid. That's why they don't give a shit.
I do agree with that. Teachers are underpaid.
They don't give a fuck. If they don't give a fuck, then it's a wrap at that point. You better hope you're homeschooled. And I agree with homeschooling nowadays, because goddamn, don't put your kids in the school system. Holy shit.
I feel like you're...
I wouldn't, man. Now, back in the day, not so much.
You have two points here. What's your point? Like, it's either great or it's not. Contradicting yourself.
It's a shit show for sure.
It's a shit show. I agree.
The American schools, like, keep them motherfuckers at the house and make sure you're smart enough to know how to teach them.
I also think that homeschool is not the way to go.
That's your responsibility at this point.
Homeschool's all not my way to go because... Your kids aren't going to learn social... Like, honestly...
The social presence of school... Yeah, they don't have social...
It's the only thing they're going to fucking learn.
I mean, I don't know, man. It's a fucking... It's a shit show for sure, but it's like, clearly... I don't know. I'd rather them be smart than fucking... Who cares about being popular? Fuck the social shit.
No. It is a fucking pop culture show, too.
It is, man.
It always has been.
And they feed into that shit nowadays. They love it. The media fucking loves it. The fucking school systems love it. It's all a bunch of fucking crazy shit, bro.
Where's the media playing?
Just feeding into it. It's like anything, everything goes... When anything goes wrong, they're right. You know what I mean? Like, come on. We're talking about the media here. It's fucking outrageous. Like, they'll feed off any story.
Absolutely.
And run with it forever. They have no fucking... they have no pony in the race. No horse in the race, if you will. They're there for news and news alone.
Well...
So, they don't give a fuck what the fuck is said. They're gonna say it and get paid for it. So, and that's been happening for years. Like, let's be honest.
I guess, you know, when we were stupid youngsters...
Hey, man, but my parents were smart enough to know. It's like, don't be fucking stupid, bro.
No, listen, my mom was pretty fucking smart, man. She didn't know about credit either. You know?
You said it earlier, common sense versus this shit they're pushing nowadays. Like,
no,
they're fucking the students and fuck math and fuck all this shit.
I really think my mom would have taught me about credit if she knew. But credit was pretty new, you know?
That goes
like,
hand in hand with, like, how
to buy a house, you know? Like,
because I'll go deep into this shit, man. I'll piss anybody off. Like, if your parents were dumb, you're probably going to be dumb.
Well, it's not about that. It's really about...
DNA goes a long way.
Okay, well, then what if your parents were smart?
And then sometimes you just get the shit in the stick. Maybe your parents are meth heads. My bad.
No.
That ain't my problem.
Yeah, hear me. Like, you could have a smart pair of parents. Have a smart pair of parents. And they are just assuming that you were taught. What?
They shouldn't assume anything. That's already a mistake.
It's a mistake that you got to hear me out. They're assuming their kids are taught about things they should be learning.
I agree with that. Like, maybe they're not getting the full truth.
They're not. Like, honestly, look, dude, I have 6 kids. And I don't hear from the school. I don't know what
they
do.
Because they don't give a fuck.
Because the kids aren't going to tell you.
They're doing this shit on purpose, bro.
You don't hear shit unless something's wrong.
You don't hear nothing unless it's a problem.
And they're not, I don't know.
I wholeheartedly agree with that point.
So far, like, I can ask my kid right now, like, how do you get your credit score?
What did you learn in school last week? He's like, lunch, recess.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, so even if he did learn something, he wouldn't know what it was. Or how to use it.
It's up to the teacher to make it coherent.
It's a memory game. I'll go back to this. It's a memory game.
Bro, okay, let's be good right here. I used to steal the teacher's fucking Bible book, if you know.
No, I hear you.
Where all the answers went in. We used to steal
You know what I used to steal?
But I learned on my own time because my parents taught me better.
You know what I used to steal?
Don't cheat your way up to the top.
You know what I used to steal?
Everybody does that shit.
Listen, do you remember when they used to put our write-ups? They'd write us up, and they'd put them on the board for everybody to see. I used to steal those.
Nobody's a fucking winner.
And then charge my friends for their write-ups, like, because they were like carbon copies, right? So there was a white copy, a yellow copy, and a pink copy, right?
Yeah,
and you got one of the copies after you signed it, right? And they would write you up, and they'd put it on the board.
And you were supposed to send that one to your parents.
And then,
right, the bitches in the trash.
And then, like, if you, and then they would pass them out at the end of class or, like, the end of the week or something, right?
Let's call it
tags, tags, right? And so I used to steal the whole class's tags and throw them in my locker.
And write everybody's name on them?
No, I'd throw them in my locker so nobody really got wrote up.
And then
I would charge my friends like $1, like,
to get a good write-up.
To get their tag back for me. Like, I'm like, hey,
that's some OG shit.
I'm going to drop these hoes back off at the teacher's office.
You wild as hell. You need to calm down with that shit.
Well, no.
He said it don't matter now.
Thug life shit.
That's hilarious.
I'm pretty sure that teacher got fired.
No, a lot of them were our age, as old as we are now. They didn't give a fuck. Like, half of our fucking school faculty got fired by the time we fucking hit 18.
Better quit.
Or quit. Yeah, because, I mean, I get it, man. I was like, look, y'all gotta be doing something else besides just fucking...
Do you remember Mr. Bassanet, our science teacher?
Man. I remember Roach. I remember fucking all of them, bro.
Our Mr. Bassanet, our science teacher, at one point in time, he was only there for like a year in Celeste.
Yeah, they go through them like fucking whatever, you know.
No, but I got a good story for you. Hear me out. It was I was his arch nemesis. Every time I fucking showed up, he was, let's try to piss this motherfucker off, because he was super dramatic. I loved that shit. So, man, I pissed him off so bad, he fucking took a textbook and slammed it on his desk.
I remember that.
He broke that bitch in half. He bent it in half. It didn't break all the way, but he bent it in half. He slammed
it. Fucking Jesus Christ, I was there for that one.
Man, I was pissing him off literally every day.
You got on your ass on that one.
Every day. And so he quit, right? He eventually quit like halfway through the year,
every
right?
Every step of the way until we fucking hit high school.
So, funny enough, he quits and moves on to another school. Well, I get transferred to another school because we moved to another town pretty close by. Funny enough, Mr. Bassanet was a substitute teacher there. I walked through his door after giving him hell every day in Celeste. I walked through his door and he was my sub. And I was like, hey, man, how are you doing? And he was like,
fuck you.
Will you please behave today? And that's all he said, bro. He said, will you please behave today?
That's horrible.
And I was like, all right, man. And I just went and sat down and was quiet the whole time. And so I left. When I left, he was like, thank you so much. Like, for real, bro.
And if you eventually, though, you...
I was so bad in school.
You had a decent mind frame the older you got. You didn't always stay fucking stupid. And that's my problem with today's kids.
I was never stupid. They just never could fucking entertain me with the fact that...
That's my point. Like, aptitude test, bro.
No, they just... I don't know. Fuck school, man. Like, kids stay in school. I hear you, but like, when I was in school,
it was shit. They didn't give a fuck. The teachers don't get paid enough. They don't care. They don't give a fuck.
Nobody give a shit about
especially from a small.
It was literally like
fucking
teachers. It was literally
drinking with you on the weekends.
Most fucking teachers I had.
Let's get on that one.
All right, no, hold on, real quick. Before we get on that, most teachers I had were, oh my god, I don't want to deal with him next year. Let's just give him all 70s and get him out of here.
Like that, yeah. Bro.
I never drink with a teacher on a weekend.
Bro, every fucking day of the week.
So that's a new story. Let's talk about that. Who was you drinking with?
A lot of these motherfucking cats were in their 20s because we thought we were young as shit and we thought they were old as fuck. No, they weren't. They were still in their 20s. So we'd see them at parties and shit on the weekend. And that was...
Go ahead.
That was the way it was, man. It was just it was a dumbing down, and that was my point. It's just a dumbing down of fucking scholastic progress. It's a shit show.
But you were talking about drinking with teachers on the
weekends. No, we did that for damn sure. Well, that was I started out with that, like, for sure, man. We'd see him at weekend parties and shit, fucking the girl. I was like, Jesus Christ, bro.
What the fuck? That must have been Tindall, huh?
What the fuck are we doing? Hey, we ain't got to say names, nigga. Like, they're all
I'll say names. Shit. Fuck him, bro. I don't know that nigga, bro.
That's a drunk take for a reason.
Mr. Tindall was fucking Megan LeFevre.
I could name names for
aren't
sure.
They married
but
now?
I won't do. Yeah, I think they are, man. But that's small school shit. Like in the bigger city shit.
Yeah, but what's his name? Justin? Fucking. I don't remember Justin's last name. Didn't he fucking fuck Miss Goldberg or some shit?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we were on fucking school.
We went to
shit.
A fucked up school.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I don't like it. I think they're all fucked at this point. They're dumbing us down for a reason. Not us. I'm old as shit now, but that's a shit show, dude. They don't give a fuck.
No.
They're underpaid. They don't care. Aptitude out the window. Fuck all that noise.
There's
nobody.
No aptitude. There's no.
There needs
memory,
to be. That's
man.
The problem, bro.
It should be an aptitude test, not
they
a
need
fucking...
to know what how these kids learn, right. And they don't do it like that.
So. I don't know. You've seen the meme where you've got a monkey, an elephant, and some other, like an alligator. And it's pretty much like, hey, the way I'm testing you is to climb this tree.
So where do you go from that when it's like, look what's happening in the bigger picture in the world today, with like war in the Ukraine and all that shit. There's so many people our age pushing. And even if they're not pushing, it's all news. They don't care. They're making money off of it. Nobody wants war. What the fuck are y'all doing, bro?
Where are you going with this?
Just at least on America's part, like, because we're fucking, just at this point, what the hell at this point? Like, Ukraine,
no.
You got Ukraine, Russia going
you.
Over here.
I hear you. Like, things are getting bleak.
It's getting
sure.
crazy, bro. Dumbing down.
No, I think it gets deeper than Russia and Ukraine. Like, I think that's a big distraction.
Well,
that
was my point.
Like,
it's
yeah,
like, let's going, make everybody stupid.
Listen, Russia and Ukraine have been at it for a while before we even heard about
no,
it.
No, this has been going on like, forever.
Like, I met a girl from Ukraine I worked with 10 years ago. And
well, let's hear about this shit. This is juicy.
It's not all that great. Like, it's literally just that...
Because nobody knew what that was.
Because she had deep... From what I thought, Russian accent. So I asked her, I was like, are you from Russia? She said,
no, I'm from Ukraine. Yeah.
And I said, okay, is that not in Russia? Because I'm a fucking stupid American, right?
No, I get it.
And she's like, no, I'm from Ukraine. And I was like, well, I thought Ukraine was in Russia. And she said, listen, that's the ongoing battle all the time.
Forever.
All like the time.
It's like the Sunnites.
This was 10 years ago. She was like,
it's
all
like
the time.
The it's been going
Russia,
on forever.
Russia claims. It's almost like...
it's third party fucking...
Malaysia, right? What is it? No, not Malaysia. It's fucking... anyways, a little fucking island outside of China that they claim is China, but the island... Oh, it's Thailand.
Thailand.
Right? Thailand's like, no, we're our own fucking entity over here. Fuck you. And China's like, nah, you belong to us.
It's like North Korea, true.
Right, so yeah. It's almost the same thing.
North
where
Korea
Russia's
wants a
like,
piece of South Korea.
Russia has always felt like they own
Russia
Ukraine.
Ain't ever fucked, bro. Like, we're yeah, in no. the Cold War for them for a reason.
So, talking to her,
let's
she was
like... Let's
talk
history. Like, they don't...
Talking to her, she was always like, Russia always feels like they have ownership of Ukraine. And
no, you can definitely see where that's
going. And now here we are, you know. So this was 10 years ago that she's telling me this. So,
but again, that was why I was trying to bring this up a minute ago. It's like all this media coverage of this shit with all these fucking young people on YouTube and shit. Oh, war's coming. War's on our doorstep. Everybody's fucking stupid now.
Yeah.
I'm just like, no, everybody calm the fuck down, bro.
You notice it's almost November. Midterms and all that shit did calm down.
So it's, now I mean as a whole, like civilization.
As
it's
a
like,
no, I'm not, I don't even talk about civilization, I'm talking about just America's, just American.
America's numb to it, they don't give a fucking
damn. Like, do you notice COVID's calmed down?
Exactly.
Gas prices are going
fuck,
down.
They don't give a fuck, man.
Fucking, the war's not so much of a big deal. It's,
cause you,
it's
how many times have you heard, do you even read up on this shit? Cause
yeah.
I don't.
No,
I read up on a little bit.
I do
but
know.
But my point is, the people that are like spreading the news about this shit, you've got your people that are actually in that shit that give you real information versus the people that are like doing it for money. Like,
I do know midterms.
They're in it for the money because they're on YouTube.
Midterms are next
month. They're feeding you anything they can say
Listen,
about it.
Midterms are next month and things are getting better because of it.
That's fucking outrageous.
Am I right?
No, you're on the head. That's like, it's crazy the fact that nobody even know. Like, if you live in America, who cares?
And also,
that's my that's the problem. Who cares?
Hey, you know
you what? Need to care,
I'm
motherfucker.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna segue to the next thing, real quick. I'm gonna say, as far as midterms go, things have gotten so much fucking better. Like, gas prices are like a dollar down, or like 65 cents down at least right now.
Who cares? For what reason?
Because it's midterms. Like, you don't get elected with everything being fucked.
You're just proving a point then.
Right. Like, no, I am. I am proving a point. I'm just, you got to let me prove it, right? So, like, Beto O'Rourke, right? So, I got to bring him up. I got to bring him up, and here's why. I got a job offer for $25 an hour, which, all right, money, you know? And so they were like, hey, all right, so it was a campaign, door-to-door, knock on people's door thing. And they didn't tell me who I was going to be knocking on
people's door for. Everything sounds good on paper until it's at your doorstep, homie.
So I applied for this job, and they're like, hey, you're going to do some political campaigning. They called me.
What happens when it's at your doorstep?
You're going to do some political campaigning, and while you're here, you're going to say this, you're going to do that. And I was like, okay, well, who am I politically campaigning for? And they were like, Beto O'Rourke. And I was like, fuck.
He said, fuck.
The money sounded good.
How dare you be that meek about it?
Like, honestly, the perfect job. And I literally had to think. I was like, man, what's it worth to me? What's it worth to me to...
That's a good question. What's it worth?
Yeah, no, I had to think about this.
In the long run, at least.
Like, it was the perfect job.
In the short run, it's like, whatever, because I don't have to worry about nobody else.
In the short run, it was...
Until everybody just wants the media coverage and throw nukes. The money's pretty good. No,
hear me out. The money was pretty good. The job was pretty decent. It's customer service, you know, knocking on people's door, talking to people. Like, I did repo, man. Like, talk to any fucking...
They're all fucking liars, bro.
So, they told me who I was going to campaign for, and talked to my wife. And I was like, they want me to fucking campaign for Beto O'Rourke. And she's like, no. And I was like, it's like $60,000 a year. And she's like, hey. And I was like, nah, I hear you.
What is your comfort versus the world?
Man? I don't know. I'm getting there. Hold on. Just let me get to my point. And I was like, hey, man, like, the money's good. But, like, I've got a serious conversation to have with myself. And I thought about it. And here's my problem. Is Beto O'Rourke goes against every fucking thing that I believe in. Everything. Like, pretty much the exact opposite of my views is Beto O'Rourke. And so they called me again. They were like, hey, are you going to show up to your interview? And I was like, nah, man, I appreciate it.
He said, nah, I'm good.
But, like, man, I had to, like, for the first time in my life, my values were questioned to a point where, like,
I know who I am. There's a hundred of you out there saying that same thing to themselves.
I know who I am.
And that's what scares me.
And I
could have
sold myself
the
out.
The fact that they don't know.
I could have sold myself out for good money. Good money, man.
And that's all anybody gives a fuck
and
about.
And I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't fucking
I thank you I for fucking caring and having a conscience.
Couldn't live with myself knowing that I was helping him get voted in. So I didn't take the job as good as the money was. It's like $60,000 a year. Yeah. And I literally had to tell him no.
And I don't claim to know anything. My only thing is shit is getting fucking outrageous out there nowadays.
What is?
Just with everything going on and the fucking...
What's going on? Elaborate.
Fucking Russia and Ukraine, fucking COVID, like, Fauci, it's all fucking crazy.
Hey, if it helps, this new fucking strain of COVID they're talking about is...
They created that shit in the lab, apparently.
Super deadly.
Yeah, like yeah, it's so a 90% kill rate or some shit.
No, the original was created in a lab. Luckily for...
No, they said they reproduced that shit.
Luckily, this new fucking deadly strain's coming out right before midterms. That way, we can do melon ballots, right?
I swear they're doing this shit on purpose, bro. We had fucking swine flu back in the early 2000s, and we're all still kicking, bro.
I think at this point, we know what's going on.
We all know. We ain't stupid, bro.
It's just fear. Fear-mongering. Like, the more we're in fear, the more we get to fucking call his fist at me because he knows what to...
That's my
point. It's just keep us in fear, you know? The more we're in fear, the more we obey.
They're dumbest down as a species, and they'll just take over.
It's created a disease to sell their cure.
Another cult war, another civil war, whatever you want to get it. But I also don't agree with that shit toe either. I think a lot of people our age still do the shit on YouTube on purpose, and they don't even have a fucking horse in the race. They do this shit for views.
No, it's
y'all got to quit doing that shit, bro. Speak the truth, my nigga.
Damn, I can't even think. It's not entitled. It's
because you can tell, we grew up in the digital age. These motherfuckers, even if you're on their side, I started noticing that about a lot of people that I started listening to. I'm like, even these motherfuckers are about media at this point. Yeah. I started listening to a lot of these cats, and I'm like, y'all are on the same fucking page as the rest of these motherfuckers.
I'm trying to think of the word for it.
You're pushing news for fucking money and views, and you need to quit. Yes.
And while we're at it, like, we talked about school, we talked about politics. Here's a big problem I'm having just watching Netflix, just watching
fucking pushing the agenda. Yeah.
They got an agenda to push, and the big one right now is the trans agenda.
Jesus like, Christ. I'm not even tripping, bro. Like, hey.
No, neither am I, but I think most people agree that you can't push that shit on elementary
kids. Not when you constantly need to make.
I have zero problem.
You have to make that decision when you're an adult.
When you have.
Not, you don't bring that shit up in schools. What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you out of your fucking mind, bro?
Like, we have trans friends.
That's fucking outrageous. We're all adults.
People, they made their decision. Everything's cool. Great. And we love them for it.
You all but start you bringing that shit into schools. I got a problem with that.
Can't force that shit on my kids, man.
I got a problem with that. Like,
let them grow up and make that decision.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't bring that shit into these adolescents because that's when shit's getting crazy.
So,
and they're trying to push it. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I think we got serious enough. Why don't we get on a lighter subject?
Yeah, for sure.
Kisses on the TV. What do you think about that?
Fucking A, bro.
Were you ever a fan of Kiss?
Not so much. I liked a few of their shit growing up, but it's scary though. Cause like, just one last point on that was like, even the people that I listen to for a while, they don't care, dude. Everything's about money and views now.
Absolutely, it's not even views. It's the fucking.
They don't give a flying fuck what happens.
YouTubers are actually.
And when it hits their doorstep, then they're going to give a fuck. The then they're going to be crying and scared running. And
the niggas that grew up in the woods. Accidentally pushing political agendas and not even knowing it. Just because they're pushing their own agendas.
It's like, hopefully we ain't got that far to where we're just like, motherfucker, come find. Because I'm about that life. Come find me, bitch. I wish you would.
Nobody knows what you're talking about right now.
I just mean if it comes to our doorstep one day.
Are you talking about the government?
Because we're all so oblivious at this point. Come find me, motherfucker.
Come take it, right?
We'll see what happens. Come take it.
Come and take it.
Let's see what happens with you. Because I'll fight anybody. I don't give a fuck.
Well, I think we're going to end it there. We had a pretty heated conversation this time. Not heated as far as argument goes. But as far as political goes. And schools. And just the way things are working out just aren't fucking great. So, it's the Drunk Tank. We got James, we got Kyle.
Yee yee.
Come and get your love.
Redbone, fuck 'em.